Watch, New York's latest Muslim bomber flashes Islamic supremacy sign. By Neil Munro on March 9, 2026. The son of Muslim legal immigrants who is suspected of throwing a homemade bomb at New Yorkers flashed the single-finger ISIS gang salute during a brief appearance on Monday before reporters. The single-finger gang sign is used to display the Orthodox Muslim claim of singular supremacy for their God, Allah. It is also intended to show hostility towards Christianity, which uses the idea of the Trinity to describe human-like aspects of God. The sign also shows enmity towards Hinduism, which has many gods. The two suspect bombers are in FBI custody following their alleged Saturday bomb attack on anti-Islam protesters outside Gracie Mansion, now occupied by New York's Muslim mayor, Zoran Mamdani. The single-fingered saluter, Emir Balat, age 18, is the son of two Turkish Muslim migrants who got citizenship in 2017. His parents' Pennsylvania home is worth roughly $653,000, said the New York Post. Law enforcement sources said Balat used the Arabic phrase Allahu Akbar after his police interview, the New York Post reported. The Arabic phrase translates to Allah is supreme over you, and exemplifies Orthodox Islam's demand for total political supremacy over non-Muslims. The Post added. The device, which consisted of a sports drink bottle filled with volatile explosive material TAP, set inside a glass jar surrounded by nuts and bolts, could have been fatal if it had detonated, police said. Balat's co-suspect, Ibrahim Qayyumi, is the 19-year-old son of two Afghan legal migrants who live in a $2.5 million home in Pennsylvania. The parents got citizenship between 2004 and 2009, and likely own a convenience store, according to the New York Post. Amid the growing number of Islamic attacks by Muslims on Americans, deputies working for President Donald Trump have tightened the process for winning citizenship. Applicants now have to pass tougher tests and tighter background inspections compared to the easier process under pro-migration presidents, including Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, both of whom welcomed Islamic migration into Americans' communities after the 9/11 Islamic atrocity in 2001. The latest attack has prompted additional criticism of federal policies that have invited millions of Muslims to live in the United States. Many studies show that some U.S.-born children of migrant lose ground and identify with home country ideologies and conflicts. A Sunday tweet from New York's Muslim mayor tried to portray the Islamic motive behind the Muslim attack on Americans as a white supremacy attack. He repeated the same distraction on Monday.